Let's start with back to school and some of the concerns that you're hearing from teachers and parents and students alike there in El Paso.
Schools in El Paso will resume Monday, August 17th for the most part. Some are back already, but the big districts in El Paso all go back this coming Monday. And we're increasingly hearing from teachers that they're just really concerned about what lies ahead. For the first couple of weeks, everybody will be using remote learning technology. The largest districts in El Paso have all asked the state if they could do that for the first 8 weeks, but we're still waiting to hear back. So that uncertainty is driving a lot of anxiety for teachers. And, you know, they're getting advice from their unions on things like updating their wills. This is kind of unprecedented what we're dealing with. And so teachers feel like they're being asked to put themselves at risk, being asked to essentially become human guinea pigs as part of this experiment. And there's obviously still so much we don't know about how the virus operates, especially with children. But we do know that in El Paso County now, one out of about every seven positive COVID-19 cases is among people under 19. So it's clearly spreading very heavily, much more so than even a month ago. So there's a lot of concerns, especially from teachers as they head back into this uncertainty.
Moving on to a story that we touched on a week or two ago, and I was wondering if there had been any progress, and that is getting data from El Paso City Council. But it looks like the council itself is starting to argue more and more about that. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, so there's definitely an increase in tensions with City Council, and I think a couple of things are driving that. One, obviously, is you have this pandemic that just gets deeper and deeper, and so I think that's increasing a lot of tensions among people of every stripe, and that certainly includes city council. But also, we have a mayoral election and four city council seats coming up in November. So people, I think, are feeling anxious about their futures. And so if you watch city council meetings now, they're just very divisive. The mayor and his four allies are very dismissive of the other four members of city council. Those other four members have basically been the ones leading the call for more information to be made public about where we're seeing clusters of infections. And so it's just, you know, it's not an ideal democratic system right now, I guess is one way of putting it. And there's a lot of anger among council members toward each other. So it's very hard to get anything meaningfully done.
Mm. A movement like the Me Too movement could easily be eclipsed by this COVID-19 pandemic. But apparently that's not the case in El Paso. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so our reporter, Renee Klejcik, who is a musician herself and a very talented musician, wrote a piece about this burgeoning movement that's really taking off through Instagram, where a lot of women primarily have come forward to decry what they refer to as a culture of abuse in the music and club scene in El Paso. This ranges from everything from sexual harassment up to sexual assault. And so Renee writes about two groups that have formed on Instagram. One is a group to give victims a space to talk about their experiences. And secondly, there's a group that's primarily men right now that are basically talking about how people who participated in abuse can hold themselves accountable and begin to repair the system. So it's a really interesting conversation that's playing out primarily on Instagram and affecting the music and club scene. But we're also starting to find evidence in other sectors now where people are stepping forward to try to fix what they see as abusive cultures. It's a very interesting phenomenon to watch unfold as people try to fix a system and also create some restorative justice.
You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.